I'm now talking to Bob Bean from the Royal Logistic Corp Museum. Could you tell me, hello first.
Hello.
You see how organised I am. Can you tell me who you are and what you're doing here, please?
We're representatives of the Royal Logistic Corps Museum, which is situated at Deepcut. We're a small offshoot. We're all volunteers. I'm the main volunteer because I do work at the museum anyway, but the vehicles are maintained by five of us, and we're all volunteers, as I say. We do all the maintenance on the vehicles. We'll go out and go to any sort of functions to promote the museum. Today we're here again to promote the museum. We've bought some books, military books down, which we're hoping to sell and to raise funds for the museum, and that's it really.
Excellent. You've got quite a few vehicles here. What ages are they from?
They range from 1939, which is the same age as me, but that's in better conditions because it's been rebuilt.
No comment.
1939, 1942, 1952 and 2002. We've also got a field gun, which is called a Mobat, and it's a recoilless gun. And we've also got a diesel-powered motorbike, which people say, no, you haven't, it doesn't do that. And you say, yes, we have, and it does run. We've got all the vehicles running. Some of them were in very poor condition when we took them over, but we have maintained them all. The snatched Land Rover, we put a new clutch in not so long ago, and that took a bit of doing.
I was going to say, it must be difficult getting parts, isn't it? Or is there a special website for people who've got really old vehicles?
It's not too bad. The 1939 vehicle needed a new exhaust pipe. We had that specially made. That was £300 to have it made. Fortunately, we had two sponsors. One was the Kia garage at Ash, and they were very good. They provided £150, and the Kia representative for this area provided the other £150. So if you have a look in the front there, you'll find that we've got a Kia
badge. Well, absolutely. Yeah. So do you have problems finding sponsors, or is it mainly individual volunteers?
It's very difficult to find sponsors today. We find it very difficult to even get contributions from the army, although we are associated with the army. They really don't want to know. That's our diesel-powered motorbike starting up.
What an opportune time to start it. Okay, and if people want to help or anything else?
If they want to help, they can come to the museum and help. At the moment, we've got enough people working on the vehicles. The problem is, if we get too many people down there, it's difficult to find them a job to do.
Yeah. And if you want to raise funds, how do they do that? If they want to give you funds?
If they want to give us funds, they can come to the museum. All of the books which we've got here, we will give to them in exchange for a donation to the museum. So any one of the books, if you want them, take them, but make a donation, okay. And that's it.
Brilliant. I think I'll give up because I'm fighting against the motorbike here. Thank you very much. Good luck.